It's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
You know how Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
So on the Tonight Show, Adam Sandler says his two teenage daughters look out for his health and want him to eat like a normal person. What is that exactly? He also revealed that Travis Kelce will likely be in Happy Gilmore too.
Do you know Travis Kelce wants to be part of this?
Yes.
Let's talk about it.
Travis has been, he mentioned it, and so we have a nice something for Travis. He's going to come by, and he's cool. Very nice guy. You guys would love him in real life. What a big, handsome guy. And
Yeah, there's video of Adam Sandler with his daughters at a Taylor Swift show. Richard Simmons' death was ruled accidental and due to complications from recent falls and heart disease. Toxicology tests were negative except for the prescription drugs that Richard was taking. During an interview, Halle Berry reminisced about working with Pierce Brosnan on Die Another Day.
I'm a Pierce Brosnan fan. He restored my faith in men on that movie. There couldn't be a human who is more of a gentleman than Pierce Brosnan.
Well, that's nice to know. Gordon Ramsay and Victoria Beckham are each getting their own reality shows. What? Do you need an escapade? We were talking about an adventure earlier. Well, if you want an escapade, Janet Jackson announced she's heading to Vegas for a residency at Resorts World Theater. She'll kick it off with back-to-back performances on December 30th, as well as on New Year's Eve. Ooh, I would totally go to that. Wicked is just a few months from hitting theaters, but the teasers keep a-coming. Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo talk about their connection with each other, both on screen and off.
These two very different women just fall completely in love with each other. And that is mirrored experience of what happened with Cynthia and I.
We just sort of, I got chills. We both just like found each other.
Yeah, you connect with someone sometimes, especially if you work together and you work well together. Something else that seems like a good fit, WNBA rookie Angel Reese has signed an endorsement deal with Reese's Candy. And congratulations are in order for Ashanti and Nelly. The music couple welcomed their first child together, a boy named Kareem Kincaid Hayes. The baby was born on July 18th, but they just announced the birth now. Ashanti has gotten the routine down, she says.
Amazing. I just have to say, this off the start. I feel like an amazing mom right now because I'm running on time. He's fed, changed, in the car, sleeping, and we are on time. I am so freaking happy.
she says sleepy bink. That's so cute. Anyway, all right. I don't think I do have a dirt alert. So my sources say, and I didn't catch this, that Jennifer Lopez actually filed for divorce from Ben Affleck on their second anniversary in order to send a message. Well, the message should have been, all her friends hate his guts. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance Morning Go and B104.3. You're welcome.